How's everybody doing today? Thanks, David, Aka, and the Timing Research team for having me on the show. This is my first time to present, and I know that it is a commodities-focused presentation, and I was glad to hear that and pleased to be invited, as commodities and future markets are really one of my passions, one of my favorite asset classes to trade and track and analyze. It's where I got started off in my trading journey. Everybody type a three in the chat, if you don't mind, just let me know that you can hear me and see my screen. So I'm not talking into a black hole here. If you don't mind, just type something in the screen, a three or hello, whatever you want to say. All right, so sound is good, audio is good. We're going to go ahead and get started here. I think I've got about 50, 55 minutes roughly. And I'm going to talk about a three-point price action formula to spot market reversals for any market, any time frame. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about commodities in general, but it does work regardless of the market. So if you want to look at some of these commodities, or you want to follow commodities, or you trade commodities and don't necessarily want to trade the actual futures contract underlying, there's a lot of ETFs and micros and minis and things like that you can trade. And if we have time, we'll cover that as well. So do appreciate the presenter there before me. Had a lot of good, valuable insight on a fundamental basis. This is going to be more technical. Basis. Obviously, you want to combine both technicals and fundamentals if and when you can. It's just going to put the odds even more in your favor. But I know we've got a really great lineup today, so stay tuned for the rest of the show. Before we begin, we must always start by using our risk disclaimer here, as required by the regulatory governing bodies and our attorneys. Past performance is not. Let's see. No screen. Danny says no screen. Should be able to see my screen. Just want to make sure you can see my screen before we.
I'm seeing it fine on okay. Both my computers.
So maybe it's just unique to Danny. So risk disclaimer, you're familiar with it. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results or substantial risk of loss associated with trading. Only risk capital should be used to trade. You can lose money. So what this means, the Cliff Notes version is, don't trade with your rent money, your mortgage money, your child's educational funds, your milk money, and so on. You can lose money in trading. So before we get started here, let's, properly or formally introduce myself once again. My name is Silas Peters. I'm a husband, father, son. These are my two beautiful daughters here in front of my alma mater at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Just some pictures of my family hanging out. We like to get out when we can. I spend a lot of time working, a lot of time in front of the screen. So whenever we can get out, we like to enjoy the great outdoors, on the water, on the golf course, so on and so forth. But most importantly, just to show you that I am a human being, I'm not a robot. And 3 days after I graduated, I actually sold my car, packed up my belongings, and I drove north, headed to the great city of Chicago, the old Windy City. 3 days after I graduated, and it's here where I cut my teeth in the commodity markets, working at the Chicago Board of Trade. I was bitten by the trading bug and really never looked back. While there, I helped run a global trading desk, placing, managing books of trades across the Americas, Asian, and European sessions, primarily working with large block order flow for hedge funds, banks, CTAs, large four spec traders, and the like. I've also been a part of building and managing several futures and equity brokerage firms, managing operations, trading, back office, sales, and support. Also worked as a private family office investment consultant for ultra high net worth individuals. Hold or have held these various futures and securities licenses. And then in 2016, I launched Seasonal Swing Trader. And then also here in 2020, we're very proud to have launched our registered investment advisory firm, Blue Marlin Advisors. So we're very excited about that. But my journey, it wasn't always easy. In fact, there was a learning curve, several obstacles and hurdles on the path to where I am today. First step was obviously learning. School does not teach real life experience in the markets. In the beginning, I made money. In fact, I made a substantial amount of money. Was I lucky? I like to not think that was the case, but ignorance and greed cost me my profits, and I blew up an account, and I blew up several others in what I like to call revenge trading. I finally settled down, went back to my roots, worked my process to find and maintain overall consistency. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. Does anybody's trading desk look like this? I certainly hope not. This is actually a poor attempt at humor. I found this on the internet, and because I feel like it's the perception of what those on the outside looking in view us as traders, that we're crammed down in a basement surrounded by dozens of monitors with all kinds of lines and numbers and CNBC in the background. But this is certainly not the case. Now, my desk did look like this in Chicago for obvious reasons, but I've since pared back to a handful of monitors for quotes, charts, order entry platforms, and the internet for day-to-day operations. So a lot of you say, no, absolutely not. No, no, no. Eight screens. And it's just not necessary, because all it really does is it leads to this slide, paralysis analysis. So who here is a victim or has been a victim of paralysis analysis? I'm raising my digital hand. I've been there, done that, got a t-shirt. Per Wikipedia, it's a state of overanalyzing or overthinking a situation so that a decision or action is never taken, in effect paralyzing the outcome. So who here has done all the analysis they thought they possibly could do? They've crossed the T's, dotted the I's. They get ready, have their hand on the mouse, getting ready to pull the trigger. And then what happens? This line crossed that line. Something did something on your chart to negate your overall analysis. So I know it's happened to a lot of us. It's certainly not fun. And hopefully what I can do today is help kick the paralysis analysis demons. So what do you trade? I appreciate the interaction. I'd like to see what type of crowd I'm talking to. Do you trade stocks, options, futures, Forex, maybe even cryptocurrency? I know the gentleman before us talked about cryptocurrency. I trade all these actively with the exception of crypto. I view it more as a lottery ticket. I do have accounts across the internet in crypto, ones I can at least access. But I do trade stocks, options, futures, and Forex on an active basis. So regardless of what you trade, Forex, commodities, most of you are probably trading commodities and possibly FX, because this is commodity centric, all of the above. But what I'm going to share with you works in all of those markets. It's highly accurate. It's profitable, works in all time frames, and it's about 99% mechanical. So the real goal of this presentation is we're not going to teach rocket surgery today. We're going to keep things simple. So I do have an agenda promised you. We're going to learn a simple mechanical setup that is repeatable regardless of the market or time frame. So at some point during the presentation, I'm going to ask you, have I fulfilled my promise? And I hope to see a lot of yeses. Speaking of promises, I'm not going to promise you anything today, cannot promise you anything in trading or in life, but these were trade setups that we talked about in multiple free presentations such as this one. Over here on the left is crude futures. Over here on the right is RBOB unleaded futures. We actually had a third market, Nat Gas, where we talked about a $10,000 trade opportunity. We talked about this well in advance, about a potential setup, the one that you're about to learn, that had the potential to realize a $10,000 per contract price objective, and then some. And that's exactly what happened. They met their objective, and then continued on. We also talked about sleeper markets in coffee and OJ. You can see here from a 5, 15, and 30-year historical price perspective that prices tended to bottom out at this particular time of the year. Does that mean that we went and got long coffee and OJ? We bought call options, sold put spreads? No. We said, sit on your hands, wait patiently for this one pattern to trigger and occur. And that's exactly what happened. They triggered. They went on, met their $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 per contract price objective. We also talked about markets in corn, beans, and wheat. Corn on the left, beans on the right. You see it from a 5, 15, and 30-year historical price perspective that the markets tended to get quiet or bottom out at this time of the year. That's exactly what was happening. The markets were getting quiet, almost being lulled to sleep by market participants. We had favorable weather out of the Midwest. All the stars were aligning for markets to get quiet and kind of be pressured to the downside. Does that mean that we went and got long these markets? No, but we knew not to be short these markets. They were bottoming out. We said, wait for this very specific pattern to occur. That's what happened. They triggered and met their $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 per contract price objective. Now, who here is ready to see the setup responsible for what I just showed you, as well as these very recent trades? You can see the US dollar index over here on the left and cocoa futures over here on the right. Who here is ready to see the setup? Nice, easy, clean swing setups with precise entry and exit parameters. All right, absolutely. Let's get to it. Drum roll, please. It's the 1-2-3 pattern, or also referred to as a 1-2-3 top or 1-2-3 bottom. So who here is familiar with the 1-2-3? I'm sure 98.5% of you are, because I didn't invent it. This is one of the most fundamental technical patterns in the textbooks, but highly, and I mean highly, overlooked by most traders. So a lot of you are familiar with the 1-2-3 pattern, and that is what I suspect a couple of you are not. Let's talk about the setup. It's price action based. It's comprised of a low, a higher high, and a higher low, and a break of that higher high in the instance that we're going long. Same rules apply, but inverse if we're looking to go short. It anticipates a change in trend from up to down on a break below the two or B point. Anticipates a change in trend from down to up on a break above the two or B point. Usually curves at the end of trends and swings can be an indication of a change in trend, can also be found within a trading range. So one may argue, is this a reversal strategy or a counter trend strategy? And in essence, it is, but we're going to talk about ways later that we can filter these and put the odds even more in our favor. We'll stress it works extremely well when the pattern sets up as significant areas of support and resistance. Other high probability patterns such as head and shoulders, tops and bottoms, double bottoms, and more. Let's take a look at the mechanics. This could be a chart of Netflix, ADM, Expedia, Caterpillar, Potcoin, Lean Hogs. It doesn't matter. We're looking at the basic mechanics, so don't worry about what time frame this is or what market. So for a 1-2-3 top, we have a number one, which is the highest peak, and we find resistance and then move down. Point two is formed when we find some short-term support and bounce up, giving us a 1-2. And then point three is formed when the price moves up, retracing from the number two, and then pulls back, giving us a 1-2-3. Now for 1-2-3 top, the market could have come up here or up here or up here. As long as we don't take out that number one high, we have a 1-2-3. And 1-2-3 top traders know that we're looking to get short on breaks or closes below the number two. So we got a 1-2-3 bottom. Same rules apply, but only an inverse. So here we have point one. It's the lowest point at support. Pulls up, giving us our number one. Market trades higher, pulls back, giving us established number two. Market retraces lower, pulls up, giving us a 1-2-3. As long as we don't take out the number one low, we have a 1-2-3. Again, it could have come here, down here, down here. As long as we don't take out that one low. 1-2-3 bottom traders know that we're looking to get long on breaks or closes above the number two. Up here, we don't know what happens, but that's where we would be looking to get long. 1-2-3, looking to get long up here. Let's look at some chart examples. We'll start with the 1-2-3 top pattern. This is a daily chart of the Aussie dollar, the 6A futures, the Aussie futures. Now, on a daily chart, at least in this example purposes and the subsequent examples, we're going to be looking for 52-week highs or 52-week lows on a daily chart. That doesn't mean it has to be a 52-week high or 52-week low. That's no absolute rule, nothing set in stone. Just for these example purposes, we'll look at those highs. So we have a red number one circle. Why? Because that's a new number one point, a 52-week high. We have a 1-2-3. And again, we know that we're looking to get short on breaks or closes below the number two, which is right here. So we pretty much know the majority of the rules of this system. We have a 1-2-3 top. We know we're looking to get short. But what about the other important ingredients of the recipe? Like, where do I put my risk? What about my targets? Where am I taking profits? All very important questions. So our initial risk is above the high of the one. Our initial target is the distance between the high of the one measured to the low of the two measured down. So we measure from here, this high here, down to this low, and then down. You see in this example, it's about 350 ticks or $3,500 per contract. Now you'll notice too that it's a one-to-one risk reward ratio right off the bat. We have our target here, our stop here, but we'll talk about ways later where we can quickly cut that risk down. It's very important to let the market materialize in your anticipated direction, which it does more often than not, before you adjust your risk. So once we start breaking down here and we start making lower lows, then we can cut our risk from up here to the next logical area of resistance. Where would that be? Above the number three high or next area of resistance or price structure. So once we start breaking down, we can quickly cut our risk by 50-60%. Okay, let's look at another example. Daily chart of sugar. Here we have a red one circle. Why? Because it's a 52-week high. Here we have a 1-2-3. We know days in advance where we're looking to get short. That's on breaks or closes below the number two. We know our initial risk is above the high of the one. We know our initial target is the distance between the high of the one measured to the low of the two measured down. And that's about 75 points or $840 per contract in this daily chart of sugar. Let's look at some 1-2-3 bottom examples. This is a 10-minute chart of the Euro FX, the 6E. Now, on an intraday chart, whether it's a tick, 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minutes, so on, we're obviously not going to be looking for 52-week highs or 52-week lows. That wouldn't make much sense. On an intraday chart, what we're looking for are what we call session lows or session highs. Well, how do I define a session high or session low? Simply going back to the Globex session. So we know that futures traders and FX traders, the markets are opening up on Sunday afternoon, trading virtually around the clock until Friday afternoon with short breaks in between. So wherever you start your trading day, I go back to the Globex open. So if you start your trading day in the 3 a.m. European session, maybe the 9:30 Eastern New York cash open, maybe it's the last hour of the day, you're looking for new highs or new lows from that point forward. So this is an example of a setup from this morning. Here we had a new session low, which gave us our number one point. We traded higher, pulled back, giving us our number two. Once we stop printing these higher lows and pull back up, we have a 1, 2, 3. Now let's talk about entries. Aggressive traders may consider getting long on the initial break above the number two. So you're working a buy stop, maybe a tick or two above the number two high, and you're triggered into the trade. A couple of alternative entry methods are to either wait for the market to come back and retest the breakout area, or wait for the market to hook back up and through the number two breakout area. So one of two things are going to happen in this situation. One, you're going to get into some potential false breakouts. If you rest a buy stop here, sometimes the market will bust up. You see this wick up and wick up, and the market will roll back down and stop you out. But what we'll also likely do, sometimes you're going to miss out on some profitable trades because the market will pop up and zip right up to profit target and leave you at the train station. There's no need to get your feelings hurt because there's plenty of other markets and opportunities around the corner. But this can help you stay out of false breakouts by letting the market to come back up a second attempt or hook back up to profit target. This is a weekly chart on copper. Really helpful way to catch some longer term position type moves. You can see here that we have a long term multi-week low as indicated by the red one circle. 1, 2, 3. Market breaks above the number two high on this large bullish candle, then goes sideways for a few weeks, retesting that breakout area, which it does more often than not. We know where our target was. The market continues to rally higher, moving up over 30 cents or $7,500 per contract. Now let's talk about failed trades. They don't all work. There is no holy grail in trading or in life, but I'm sure you guys already know that. This is an example of a 5-minute E-mini S&P trade. I probably took it at my live account, getting some vertical price action here. New session high for the day. That's why we have a number 1, 1, 2, 3. Again, the aggressive traders are getting short here on the initial break below the number two. Or if you wait for that hook method, the market comes up, rolls back down. You're maybe in profit by 1 or 2 points here. And then the market decides to reverse. If you exercise any type of money management, you're stopped out at the next level of structure right here above the number three high. Or if you didn't do anything, you sat in your hands, you're stopped out at the initial risk level above the number one. But what happens here? We actually get a new setup. This high is greater than that high. So we get a new count. 1, 2, 3. Market breaks below, gives you a retest, ends up being a nice profitable trade. Here's an example of a no trigger or voided trade. It's neither good, bad, nor ugly. It is what it is. This is when we have a potential setup, 1, 2, 3 bottom, looking to get long here. Market rolls over, takes out the number one low. We start the count over. 1, 2, 3, looking to get long here above the number two. Market rolls over, we take out the number one low. We finally get one last shot here. 1, 2, 3, market breaks above the number two, and we're triggered into the trade. So let's talk about 1, 2, 3 pattern trade management. Again, the confirmation of entries on a break above the two or B point for a long, or a close below the two or B point for a short. Exit strategies. If you're only trading one contract, one futures contract, one option contract, whatever it is you're trading, I would say strive for the distance between the one and two until you have the ability to trade multiple contracts, because it's uncanny how more often than not, it will often go tag that level to a tick and then often reverse. Now, if you have the ability to trade multiple contracts and you have that flexibility to scale in and out, then I would say, hey, take a third off, two thirds, half your position off at the distance between the one and two, and then trail your position using whatever trailing stop or risk management methodology you use. I can't tell you how to manage your position. Nobody can tell you how to manage your position. You have to figure out what works best for you, but they come a dime a dozen. I like to target good old-fashioned support, resistance, price structure. You can use trend line analysis, trail by moving averages, parsar. The list goes on and on, but you've got to figure out what works best for you in your situation. So I've shown you that the setup works on any market. I mean, literally, when you trade pips and Forex, Pepsi stock, potash or pot stocks, pork bellies or with Paul Schlotte, and on any time frame, whether you trade a tick, 5 minute, hourly, 4 hour, daily, weekly, and more, and any trading style. So I'm going to take a swig of water here. Tell me what everybody's trading style is. Are you position trader, scalper, swing trader, day trader, day swing, tick, depends on the market? Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I like to ask that is because you've got to determine what your bread and butter is. For me, I like the 5 and 10 minute on an intraday chart, S&P, NASDAQ, crude, 30-year bonds, currency futures, the hourly and 4 hour on a handful of currencies, a handful of commodities and FX, and then the daily, really to swing trade all markets, equity options, commodities and commodity options, FX. That's where I got started in my trading journey, learning to trade end of day charts. And it was probably the best thing that could have ever happened. But just like I said, nobody can tell you how to manage your positions. Nobody should try to force you into any particular time frame or style. You've got to figure out what works best for you, because we're all different. We all have different situations and time, how much time we can commit. All right, so you've seen the proof. Let's look at some real trade examples. Not to say that we just look at were fake examples, but let's look at some real examples we've utilized with some of our services. First one is crude oil. Everybody's familiar with crude, whether you trade crude futures, crude options, maybe crude CFDs, maybe you've traded USO or other energy stocks and ETFs. You're going to see the same pattern, same setup. So here on the left, we have a number one point. Why? Because it's a 52-week high. 52-week high, we have a 1, 2, 3. So we know in advance where our entry is, where our risk is, and where our targets are. This is a 1, 2, 3. We know our entry is our on breaks below the number 2. We know our initial risk is above the high of the 1. We know our initial target is the distance between the high of the 1, measured to the low of the 2, measured down. We quickly break down, we meet our $3 or $3,000 per contract price objective. Now I get asked all the time, what about range bound markets and consolidation type markets? Does this pattern work? Well, theoretically it should, yes, right? Because we're looking for new highs or new lows, but if you want to trade range bound 1, 2, 3s, you certainly can do. Help yourself. Here's a nice 1, 2, 3 in this range, triggers to the upside, ends up being a profitable trade. But I'm only looking for new highs or new lows. So we get a new high. This high is greater than that high. 1, 2, 3. Let me tell you why I got excited about this setup. Well, one, because of the high probability pattern in the 1, 2, 3 top that we've been discussing. But secondly, we're at a time of the year from a seasonal perspective where crude and energy markets in general typically trade to the downside. So when we got this setup, we got excited and we got short. How? We sold crude futures. We sold bear call spreads. We bought put options, traded a handful of markets. We quickly broke down about our $4 or $4,000 per contract price objective. And then we continued to sell off. This market sold off another $20 or $20,000 per contract. We didn't catch that entire move, but we caught a large chunk of it. We simply trailed the market until we either got stopped out or we had a reversal. We have a potential reversal here, potential reversal here. Notice this, 1, 2, 3. We also have a beautiful triangle pattern, which is probably my second favorite technical setup. They just don't appear as often. And we're looking to get long here. But what happened? The market broke down, broke below the number 1, sold off. We sold off another $10 or $10,000 per contract. Got a last flush low down here, 1, 2, 3. Market breaks above the number 2, and we trade to the upside. So I want you to remember this chart and the subsequent charts, because I'm going to show you something really special towards the end. Let's talk about another market, gold. This is actually a chart of GLD, the ETF that tracks gold futures. I like to look at the futures charts first, because they're going to be a lot cleaner, a lot more fluid. You're not going to see all the gaps. But as I said earlier, you could certainly look at the commodity markets, the commodity ETFs. They're going to track very similar. So here we have a few examples. 1, 2, 3. Market breaks below the number 2. We get a couple days of retest. We sell off, reach our $4 profit objective. Here we get another example. 1, 2, 3. Also have a double bottom. Market breaks above the number 2. We get a retest, reach our $2 profit objective. And then now, similar to that crude example, well, what about all this in the middle? Did you miss that? I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I'm only looking for new highs or new lows. We have a couple patterns, though, that you could trade if you want more action, more activity. Here we have a 1, 2, 3. Trades the upside. Here we have a 1, 2, 3. Trades to the downside. Now, I'm just sitting back waiting for new lows or new highs, which we start getting. We start to get new lows down here. These lows are lower than these lows. So we get new number one counts. One count, one count, one, two, three. But what happens? This market gaps down below the number one low. We start to count over. One, two, three. Market gaps higher 2 days in a row. Boom, boom. Comes back and retest. We also get a trend line retest. And we that is our confirmation to get long gold. How? We can buy gold futures. We can buy gold futures calls, call spreads, sell out money put spreads, trade GLD, other gold leveraged ETFs, whatever suits your trading style. This is a 4-hour chart of the CAD Swissie. I know it's not technically a commodity, but it's a commodity related cross here, the Canadian dollar. Here we have a 1, 2, 3 on a 4-hour multi-session low, double bottom. Again, the aggressive traders could get long on this initial breakout above the number two. Boom, you're into the trade. Or if you wait for the market to come back and retest and or hook back above, that's where you can get in as well. And now we sit and we just wait for an opportunity to get short. Here we have a potential 1, 2, 3. Nope. 1, 2. Nope. 1, 2. Nope. 1, 2. Nope. 1, 2. Nope. Finally get a last 1, 2, 3 up here. We break down, retrace back higher, roll back down and reach our 40 pip option. Day traders, this is a 5-minute chart of the mini NASDAQ. I get asked all the time, does it work on an intraday chart? Of course it does. So here's a 5-minute chart of the NASDAQ. Here we have a 1, 2, 3. Market breaks above the number two, comes back down, hooks back up, reaches our 13 point profit check. Here we have a new session high, 1, 2, 3. Market breaks below the number two here, trades sideways, gives us a little bit of heart palpitations. Finally, trades lower, sells off. This is likely the last hour of the day, reaches our 20 point profit objective. Now we get a last session low here, 1, 2, 3. Market breaks above the number two. If you're lucky enough to get long here on this retest, you're filled on your 30 point profit objective in about 2 bars. So why are you here? Why are you here? You're here to learn a mechanical done for you strategy for all markets and all time frames. This is a part of the presentation where I ask you, have I fulfilled my promise up to this point? Have I fulfilled my promise up to this point? I'm taking a swig of water and I will answer everybody's questions at the end of the presentation. I want to make sure I get through the meat, actually finish teaching you the strategy. So, okay, great. But as they say, but wait, there's more. But wait, there's more. Usually when the person says this, it doesn't end well for that individual, but I can promise you it will in this case. What if the strategy was automated? What if the strategy was plotted onto your chart for you? What if the trigger entry and the targets were drawn for you? And what if your platform could scan the markets for you and tell you when there's a pending setup? I don't know about you, but I would say that would be quite amazing. So do you remember the charts that we just went over? I hope you do. It's just a few minutes ago, but I'm happy to refresh your memory. So this is that exact same chart that we just looked at on crude oil. But now you'll notice, hey, we've got some colorful stuff going on. We've got arrows and we've got lines and all this stuff. What does it look like? What does this mean? Let's just look at this one in the middle. I know you're smart boys and girls, probably figured it out, but green is the one, two is let me rephrase. The green arrow is your number 1 point. The red arrow is your number 2 point. The blue arrow is your number 3 point. 1, 2, 3. Now, what about this white chevron signal or the sell signal? That's not a sell signal. This is not a buy signal. It's simply a visual aid kind of waving at us saying, hey, we've broken or penetrated below the number 2 point, or hey, we've broken or penetrated above the number 2 point. So if and only if that happens, we get this white chevron signal. And if and only if that happens, we get these four pretty lines plotted onto our chart. Well, what the heck are the four lines? Well, the blue line could be considered your breakout or entry level. The red line is your risk or stop level. The lime green line is what I call TP1 or profit objective 1. And TP2 is profit objective 2. So TP1 is the distance between the high of the 1 and the low of the 2 measured down. And TP2 is 2 times the distance of TP1. Now, what about all these green arrows? Why do we see all these green arrows? It's because it's telling us the market is making new lows. New lows, new lows, new lows, new lows, new lows, new lows. Once we stop making new lows and pull back, we stop getting our number one and we start to get a number two print. Market pulls back and so 1, 2, 3. We never break above the number two. This bar here takes out that number one low. So we start to count over. Here's a new 1, 2, 3. We never take out the number two high, hence no chevron, hence no lines. We start to count over. 1, 2, 3. There's that last 1, 2, 3 that we talked about. Market breaks above the number two. We get our chevron, we get our arrows, TP1, TP2. Here's the gold example. Here's a 1, 2, 3. Market breaks above the number two. So we get all of our prints. It's TP1, TP2. Here's that range bound area. We don't get any plots of our arrows or lines because of the settings. We're looking for new highs or new lows. We don't get that. We do down here. The market is clearly hunting for new lows down here, clearly bottoming out. Here's that 1, 2, 3. We get this one, it gaps down, takes out that one low. So we start down over 1, 2, 3. Market breaks above the number 2. We gap higher, pull back, TP1, TP2. You see, we're looking for a new 1, 2, 3 top over here on the right hand side. Here's a 5-minute NASDAQ chart. 1, 2, 3. Market breaks below the number 2. We hug the breakout area for a bit. TP1, TP2. Notice that TP2 happens to be a new session low. Hits TP2 to the tick. TP2 is a new session low. So we start a new count. 1, 2, 3. Market breaks above the number 2. Hooks back above. Hits TP1. Doesn't quite hit TP2, but it's close enough for government work. And then we go sideways. Here we make a new session low. This low is lower than that low. 1, 2, 3. Market just peaks its little head above the number 2 high, retraces down, heads back up. We retrace again, and it comes up, hits TP1. Notice that while we're waiting for TP2, we start to get new number 1 points. These are new session highs. That clues us in that says, hey, we may need to get ready to reverse this puppy. But we do end up hitting TP2. We finally get a final 1, 2, 3 high of the day. 1, 2, 3. Market breaks below the number 2, retraces back up, rolls back down, hits TP1, TP2. You see, we're starting a new count down here below. So is this training for you? Only you, and you only can answer that. If you're new to the markets and want to jumpstart your success, if you're an experienced trader and want to add another arrow to your trading quiver, if you're tired of all the noise we talked about, the indicator overload, the paralysis analysis, if you just want to simplify your process and add a new strategy to your toolbox, or if you want a very specific step-by-step plan and want a mechanical plan that you could even do part-time, then this training could be for you. So I always like to stop here for a second and tell a little short story. When I had this indicator built out, I brought my wife down to my office who teaches ballet part-time. I brought my two girls down to my office who were like maybe 4 and 5 at the time. They don't know a flying flip about the markets, trust me. And so I showed them the charts, what I just showed you. And of course, after my girls settled down about the colors and the candles and the blinking and this and that, I said, settle down, and I showed them what I just showed you. And the point is that they got it. They understood it. So I know that most of us don't know how to count to three, or don't remember learning to count to 3 or learning our primary colors, but that's about all you need to know with a dash of common sense. And the main point is that they can get it. You certainly can too. So I do have a very special offer for today's workshop attendees. It's called the 3S Code High Low Indicator and Scanner. We've had this built for Thinkorswim, TradeStation, NinjaTrader 8, TradingView, and MT4. We're also going to include the Chart Pattern Principle PDF manual and trading guide, Chart Pattern Cheat Sheet, 25 Top Option Strategy Guide, VIP email support, and access to our private Discord channel. Now, what the heck is a 3S Code High Low Indicator and Scanner, you ask? It's a great question. Let me show you. This is the 3S Code Indicator on a daily chart. This is a daily chart of lean hogs. You can see our 1, 2, 3 plots forming here in TradingView, and our X, or in this case, it's not the chevron that we saw on TOS. We get an X, but that's signifying a break above the number 2. This bar took out that number 2 high. See, we went right up to TP1 profit levels. This is a daily chart of RBOB unleaded gas. Here was a long opportunity. Here was a second long opportunity. Notice, and it's by no coincidence, that the markets will often tag TP1. Doesn't mean they'll reverse there like they did here, but they often act as a magnet, and that's where you step in and you manage your balance of your position and try to capture higher gains. Here's a daily chart of Nat Gas, 3 long opportunities. Here we have a long. Notice what it does at TP1. Here's a long. We hit TP1. We pause. Notice what it did at TP2. Hit TP2 almost to the tick there and closed, or not closed, but opened here at the tick. And then we reversed at that level. What did we do down here? We triggered, hit TP1, and we paused. What did we do up here? Hit TP2, hit TP2. That is all not by coincidence. Go back and back test it yourself. Now, why do all the work when we can let technology do the work for us? This is a screenshot of my Thinkorswim platform where I'm scanning for 1, 2, 3 tops. Here I'm scanning for markets in the Russell 1000, only optionable $20 a share or greater. Hit the green scan button, voila, I get all of my setups. Here's a screenshot of my watch list. I've got a monitor dedicated to watch list where I'm scanning for multiple asset classes across multiple time frames all at the same time. Now, we've been looking at TradingView and Thinkorswim. Here's what it looks like on TradeStation. Here's your indicator component. Here's your scanner component. Here's what it looks like on NinjaTrader 8. Here's your indicator component. Here's your scanner component. We talked about what it looks like on TradingView. It's a 4-hour chart of silver. And here's what it looks like on MetaTrader 4. 4-hour chart of the Euro Kiwi. Here's a long, a short, and then a long with some moving averages layover. Now, full disclaimer, there is no scanning component on MT4 or TradingView. It just simply doesn't exist. But you do get the indicator for all five platforms. You get the scanner for TOS, TS, and MT8. Now, we know there's no real crystal ball in the markets, but I like to view this as one that provides me with a daily process, a daily plan to scan the markets for me, locate the setups. I go to my platform for entry, and I manage to trade through the exit. And you can start doing so today with the 3S code. So for the first 25 spots, and why do we limit this to 25? We do that because we actually take care and support our community, our members and our students. There's only so much time available during the day. It's only so much human support span. So we like to limit this because we want to answer all of your questions. We take great pride in our customer service. We'll help you get set up. We don't feed into the wolves. Don't leave you hanging out to dry. So here's your special offer. It's a 3S code, high low indicator and scanner for Thinkorswim, TradeStation, NinjaTrader 8, TradingView, and MT4. Also going to include the chart pattern principle PDF manual and trading guide, chart pattern cheat sheet, 25 top option strategy guide, VIP email support, and access to our private Discord channel. Now, we've recently offered this online at these prices, no joke, $19.97, $14.97, and $9.97. But for the first 25 spots going into this live webinar special for timing research folks, we're pleased to offer this for a one-time fee of $397. The offer link is seasonalswingtrader.com/code. I'll put that into the chat box for you. I'll answer all of your questions. seasonalswingtrader.com/code. That should be the link there for you. And I did put that, I think everybody can see. Okay, thanks.
I reposted it for everyone for you.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, so seasonalswingtrader.com/code should work fine. Yes, it's a one-time fee. There's no renewal, no subscriptions. It's a one-time fee. You own it for life. Now, let's talk about it. I want to make sure it's very clear that you understand what the indicator scanner includes. You're going to get, as we showed, the visual plot of the 1, 2, 3 top and bottom reversal areas, entry, exit, stop, and target levels, all color-coded, customizable settings with multiple look-back periods. That means if you want to adjust your values. So if you want to lower the look back settings to find more opportunities, you have the chance to do that. Or if you want to expand that to find less, you can do that as well. You can scan for setups only or trigger only. That means you only want to see those that are in the process of setting up, or if you want to see those that have actually triggered. You can scan for tops, bottoms, or both at the same time, as well as scan for intraday setups or swing setups or position setups across multiple asset classes. If you don't like red, you want hot magenta, you can change that. If you don't want arrows and you want hashes, you could change that depending on your platform. So it's a lot. It's very customizable depending on your needs, wants, and preferences. Bonus one is my 90 plus page PDF manual. You can download it, print it off, use it for firewood. I don't really care. But you're going to learn how to read charts, how to identify trend range markets, additional options, chart patterns, seasonal market trends, and more. Bonus two is my 25 top option strategy guide. Literally strategies for all account sizes, whether you trade basic calls and puts, some more intermediate advanced, such as condors, verticals, butterflies, diagonals, and more. Bonus three is access to our private Discord channel. We've got channels there for stocks, ETFs, indices, futures, commodities, intraday setups, swing setups, and more. It's not a trade room. It's more, if you want to call it a chat room, I guess you can. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's a nice little hub where everybody can come in, post ideas, charts. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What's working? What's not? Setups and on and on. Here are some unsolicited testimonials. I don't ask for these. They come in all the time. Very humbled, pleased. But most important, I'm proud that people are taking action, because that's really the only way you're going to see results. People that are taking action. And that's all with the 3S code. Here's an example from one of our other alert services where these were trades that were sent out. This is no hindsight, before the fact, trades that we were in all by using the 3S code. I mean, it's a huge, substantial gains. And I do eat what I cook. These are snapshots of my trading platforms here in Thinkorswim, where I do my equity options trading, my futures account, where I do my futures and futures options trading. So I've got crude options, cotton options, copper options, yen options, net gas options, the S&P. And then finally here, just one last nice, clean, easy example. This is a 233 tick chart on the E-mini S&P. Very clear, crystal clean setups. The subjectivity is removed. What you see is what I see. What I see is what you see. Now, again, the settings can be changed. They can be manipulated. So that's where if you start changing a lot of the settings, then yes, we may see different things. But I have my settings pretty much black and white, out of the box, plain vanilla, because I want to see all setups. I want to see all potential setups. And then I'll go in and make the decision on whether or not I want to trade that based on various factors. You know, what's going on? We have news. Are we at important areas of structure, potential turning points in the market? There's a lot of different factors, but I know folks that trade basically every setup, but we have guides and little tutorials in the members area on guides and best practices for intraday trading, swing trading, position trading, how to trade it with options and more. So here's the offer. Once again, 3S code, high low indicator scanner for Thinkorswim, TradeStation, NinjaTrader 8, TradingView, and MT4, chart pattern principle, PDF manual, trading guide, chart pattern cheat sheet, 25 top option strategy guide, VIP email support. Yes, we will take care of you and it doesn't expire. You can reach out to me once. You can reach out to us five times. You can reach out to us a year from now. We'll still treat you like family. So let me look at some of these questions here. And if we have time, we'll take a look at some of the markets that we're interested in, markets that we're watching right now. Does look like about 7 slots have been taken. So do want to reach out. I won't call you out by name, but I see a lot of you typing in. Appreciate that. After purchase, you should get your welcome email within a minute or two. If for some reason you don't, maybe check your spam or junk folder, but sometimes it will land in there. And I think Gmail or Google's had some problems recently, but you should be fine. So what are some markets that usually do not return to test the number 2 breakout and markets that usually do not retest the breakout? There's no particular markets that will or won't retest the number 2. It just depends on the market environment in general, right? So it depends on the momentum of the trade. That number 2 point will often serve as kind of a compression zone, if for lack of a better word, where the markets are kind of like at a boiling top. And sometimes you'll see, depending, you know, again, on what type of volatility or movement we have, or how many times that area has been tested, sometimes the market will just absolutely rip through that number 2 and not ever look back. And you go, oh, well, that sucks. That could have been a nice trade. But there are so many markets, so many other time frames that you can look at. You say, okay, I'm not going to chase that one and we'll move on. And so a couple of criteria for me, and we cover this in the members area, is that I like to wait for a market to break and close. So you saw some examples where we'll wick up above the number 2, thus kind of maybe shaking in some longs there prematurely or shorts prematurely. I like to see a break and a close. And then I want to see the bar maintain that close. As you saw in many examples, we'll often retrace back below that number 2 or back above that number 2. And if it comes back through, that's when we like to get back in the trade. If it doesn't come back, that is likely preventing us from getting from being in a potential false trade. So there's no markets that I could say, well, you know, live cattle typically does not retrace back, or, you know, copper always comes back to the number 2. It just depends on the market. There's no markets that will sometimes or have a greater probability of coming back or not coming back. Just depends on the volatility of the market at that time. And what you can do, sometimes if you see the market zip through that number 2 and you're concerned about, you know, missing it for whatever reason, you can look at other time frames. That also can be the case if we're in trending markets. So when we get in large vertical trending markets, vertical to the upside or vertical to the downside, you know, you trying to short those markets or buy those markets, your risk is greater because we are obviously in very strong trendy markets. So that's why also talk about the members area, we added some moving average overlays. Certainly not a requirement. We encourage, you know, to trade as naked as you want, indicator free as you want. And this is really a naked strategy. I used to trade 1-2-3s with nothing but pure price action. And that's what we're still doing, But the 3S code indicator is a visual aid. It's plotting the 1-2-3s for us. It's plotting the potential entry points. It's plotting where our risk is and where our targets are. So yes, I still go through these manually just because it, out of habit, that's what I've been doing for 15 years. But these are just visual aids. And then of course the scanners are really helpful when we're scanning across hundreds or maybe even thousands of stocks. Yes, it does. It absolutely can be used for Forex. I like the 4-hour and the daily. The 1-hour works nice as well. The software is not back testing the method, but you can go back in time and see how the setups have done because they don't repaint. You can go back and see every piece of every potential setup. And you know, I do not encourage you to trade just blindly. Just how there are software programs that say buy here, sell here. I think you're doing yourself a great disservice if that's your approach to trading. I use this as a visual aid. Like I said, I've been trading the 1-2-3 pattern for a very long time. It's my bread and butter strategy. I've gone off the reservation, looked at all kinds of strategies, methodologies, indicators, robots, the list goes on. And I went back, I've always gone back to keeping things simple, and that's trading the simple 1-2-3 strategy. All right. So Reg, hey Reg, how you doing? I assume that's the Reg that I know. Pointing out that there's a nice 1-2-3 on the 5-minute cues. I'm not looking at the 5-minute cues, but I will see if I can. Yeah, there's been some really nice trades this morning in a handful of markets, regardless of what you're trading. Yes, you can absolutely, I mentioned commodity ETFs. You can trade commodities or the ETFs on a lot of commodity markets. You just have to be careful with the liquidity, the volume, are issues on some of those. Now, the obvious ones, crude, you know, USO, GLD, SPYs, Qs, diamonds, even UNG and SLV are very liquid. But when you get into some of the meat ETF, the meat commodity ETFs, some of the like palladium, platinum, copper ETFs, the soft ETFs, they get pretty thin. A lot of these markets, you can trade minis and micros though. Not that really the softs or meats, but the energies, metals, currencies, and so on. So yeah, that's, I think my time is up, but I want to say thanks to everybody. Appreciate your interest, your participation, everybody that signed up. I want to say thanks, special thanks to David at Anka and the Timing Research team for having me on. Stay safe out there, everybody. Happy holidays if you're celebrating, and we'll see you on the flip side.